702.
The Aubrey Masango Show.
Live, online.
Smartphones, DSTV.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Indeed, we are going to be taking your calls on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Your response to the President's announcement of an escalation to level 3 of the lockdown. A number of you already sending me messages asking about things such as, what about the schools? What about international travel? Well, we'll speak to some of my guests whom I'll be speaking to just to get their thoughts. But some staggering numbers coming through from that speech. Over the last 7 days, we have recorded an average of 7,500 daily infections. Hospital admissions due to COVID-19 over the last 14 days are 59% higher than the preceding 14 days. The average number of people who die from COVID-19 each day has increased by 48% from 535 2 weeks ago to 791 in the past 7 days. I wonder whether you would agree with me that something had to be done, given these statistics. The question is what has been done, or the measures that have now been adopted by the President and the Cabinet and the COVID Council, are they the right measures? And I think that that's what the conversation is going to be about. And joining me now is Professor Bruce Melado, member of the Gauteng Premier COVID-19 Advisory Committee. And he joins me now on the line. Professor Melado, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Appropriate steps by the President this evening?
Indeed. We just finished listening to the briefing that the President has given to the nation. And indeed, we feel that the measures are appropriate. Of course, as we are in Gauteng, we are very concerned about the situation here in the province, with the strong acceleration in the number of cases and also in the number of hospitalizations. So in Gauteng in particular, we are in the middle of not just a wave, but in a spike of a wave. So we are certainly quite happy to see that we are facing a tightening of some of the restrictions, especially when it comes to adherence to social distancing, wearing masks and sanitizing in congregate settings. So when, for instance, in a taxi, that's extremely important now, because mobility is extremely high in the province right now, and all the restrictions.
Prof, we've heard of the various restrictions, and I think I do agree with you that perhaps there is less arbitrary decision-making as far as the restrictions we've heard earlier from the President. But we didn't hear anything about the schools, for example. What can we expect here in Gauteng, given the fact, as you say, we are in a spike, in a third wave? What can we expect as far as schools are concerned?
So we do receive reports regularly about infections in schools in the province. And I can only speak about the Gauteng province, of course.
Yes.
And what we see is that, yes, indeed, there is a certain number of learners that are infected. But if you look at in the context of how many people are infected today and what is the rate of infection we have in the province at large, those are not very big numbers. So it appears that the contribution to the overall situation in the province from schools is not very strong.
One of the things that has been said in previous conversations as we were leading towards what is now the third wave was that there would be customized interventions for various areas, various provinces. Are we likely to see something like that for Gauteng, or areas that are considered to be super spreaders? Are we likely to see a more customized approach to various districts, areas? I'm very well aware of the fact that what we heard this evening was a national sort of response. But province by province, there will probably be different emphases on different issues. Are we likely to see a more customized, bespoke approach, response to the infections?
The possibility of having, say, regional measure certainly has been discussed, especially in light of the fact that the situation in Gauteng is more advanced compared to other provinces. Despite discussions, it's not clear to me and to the committee whether how easy it is to implement something localized and how much, leverage that the provincial government in order to enact certain restrictions in addition to those that are implemented nationally. Now, on the other hand, if we go back to the second wave, if you remember, when in the Gauteng province, we had a specific situation after Christmas when there were a lot of people coming back from vacation, then the Gauteng province put a lot of roadblocks and a lot of controls on the roads, which actually helped a lot. So that actually qualifies as a specific or regional measure. But all in all, right now, we have to monitor the situation very carefully, all the numbers very carefully, to see if those measures that we have in place will be able to slow down the current spike.
Final question from me, Prof. A lot of people asking on social media platforms, why did we hear nothing about the movement of people, particularly between provinces? Are we likely to see a Gauteng-based intervention as far as the movement of people? And we also didn't hear anything about international travel. What does this mean for international travel? And perhaps your thoughts about inter-provincial travel.
You're correct. I mean, the president has not mentioned inter-provincial nor international travel. The situation, and I will speak about Gauteng, is that there is a lot of internal traveling, a lot of movement within the province already. So curtailing the movement to other provinces right now is unlikely to have a very serious impact. The situation is that we have a lot of people. We receive reports from movement in the province. We see now that the ability of people to move and movement overall in the province within the province is probably the highest since the hard lockdown. So it's not clear that reinstate some form of provincial lockdown will actually help, at least the Gauteng province. Of course, other provinces will have obviously their own opinion and their own approach to this thing. But as far as Gauteng is concerned, I don't think that would certainly have a big impact. The same thing for international travel. And as we understand, there are obviously stark controls when it comes to people coming and going to the border, and in terms of who does and whether there's testing and people get screened and tested and all that. So I believe those two aspects of restrictions will probably not have a very big impact at the moment.
Professor Bruce Melado, thank you so much for joining us, member of the Gauteng Premier COVID-19 Advisory Committee.